Good morning, motherfuckers. This is Mondo Homunculero. From the heart of Thanatero Studios at the Casa de Mondo Saskia. Here's a little black metal to get us started. Yeah, motherfuckers. So what are the big lies? The first big lie is Christianity. There's no Jesus. Jesus did not exist. I've been asking people to prove that to us for years. There are many of us who are pretty much of the opinion, based on the lack of fact, that there was no Jesus. If there was, his name was not Jesus. His name was Yeshua ben Joseph, most likely, if there was. There's no archaeological contemporary in his time, supposedly his time, evidence of his existence. Wah! Now, there's a lot of Essenic principles that are ascribed to his verbal spewing. We don't dispel those. We think those are good things. However, they came from the Essenes, probably, and from other Hebrew scholars influenced by Buddhism. So, first of all, there's a lot of people out there, I think among those evangelical Christians, who believe that Jesus actually existed instead of utilizing the principles. They don't utilize the principles, a lot of them. No, they're not utilizing the principles, are they? No. What are they doing? They're fucking things up for all of us. They've been fucking things up ever since that old scumbag, Reagan, brought the moronic minority in to our political process. What's the second big lie that too many people have embraced? About 70-some-odd million of them, I think, voted for the scumbag. A lot of them embraced the lie that government is bad. No, government is a product of the people. The problem is we've let government get away from us. We've let government get corrupted and sold out to business. So what do we have? We have business state. As one commentator said, the Republican Party is cotton to the fossil fuel industry and to the military-industrial complex. The Democratic Party is cotton to Wall Street and the military-industrial complex. Where's the common ground? Military-industrial complex. Now, as us peace activists have been fighting, pushing back rhetorically for years, the MIC, military-industrial complex, needs to go away. We don't need it anymore. It needs to go away. The big lie is that we're protecting the whole world against the threats of terrorism. Terrorist. Communism. Communism isn't a threat. It only bastardized forms of it exist, like the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Of course, they love to beat up on them nowadays. Now, I don't like what they've done. They're a very repressive anti-human rights piece of shit, the Chinese Communist Party. And they're run by a dictator. Who's the dictator? A fucking Xi. Fuck him. Fuck the Chinese Communist Party. They're not good socialists. However, on the economic end, they've used their system to bring up their working class to a more livable level for millions and millions and millions of people. So you can't deny progress. You can also take a look at Putin. Oh, what a despicable little sawed-off piece of judo shit he is. He's actually brought the standard of living up for the Russian people. Probably not where it ought to be if the IMF and other fucking Western influences, usually pushed by the United States. You can read Matt Taibbi about that. I forget the other gentleman's name, but they did a lot of great exposure work in their reporting. Yeah, yeah, we fucked up Russia. Russia could be a real democracy. It could be. If it wasn't for us here in the United States getting in there and fucking things up economically and allowing oligarchs and the Russian mafia to really run the country. Right. So U.S. interventionism is another problem. A lot of people believe that we should control the world. What a stupid bunch of motherfuckers. You know, we're in a global partnership in the world, whether we like it or not. And if we don't take care of the number one problem, which is climate change, guess what, people? We are fucked in a bad way. We've got both feet in a human-sized toilet, and we're neck deep in our own shit. So, motherfuckers, this is it. So, the first big lie, Christianity. Second big lie, government is bad. Government will turn out good if we get involved. And if you don't get involved, if you want to leave it up to somebody else, guess what? That's what we, myself included, have been doing in our lifetimes. Oh, those of us who are adults. Most of us are not involved. We go out and vote. Hey, you know what? Oh, what was it? About 150 million people voted in this last election. That's really cool. Just think if 200 million would have voted. Just think if money was out of politics. Just think if all the networks would have to donate equal time to all those running in the elections to give their spiels, and there was no ads, no commercials, no propaganda. Just think if it was just based on what they've done. And if there was a review of their personal business histories, of their political histories, if their public service histories were constantly paraded in front of us, just think, we might get some honest, trusted public servants. And we do have some, don't get me wrong. The final big lie is that the Republican Party is good. The Republican Party serves special interests. The Republican Party has, by and in large, not represented its constituents unless they're fucked up in the head. That's right, because people, a lot of white people, I'm sorry, a lot of white people are fucked up in the head. They think that they have a privilege over everybody else. They think that everybody can and should become a millionaire. They're wrong. There isn't enough to go around for everybody to be a millionaire. There is enough to go around for everybody to have a good, comfortable life and to be able to throw their money away at will. There's more than enough. So long as the business state controls our country, so long as they're able to keep their form of slavery intact. That's right. Lincoln wrote about it. Google Lincoln and Marx and see what comes up. Yeah. Yeah. Look it up, partners. What we have today is we have a vast partnership, a global partnership, and people want to ignore it. This America First crap, it's nothing but fascism. That's right. And I agree with Mike Malloy. What we have is a huge contingency of Christian fascists who've exerted their influence. Now, here's where free speech is important to me. Free speech allows us to see who we need to push back on, who we need to glean and expose the facts regarding. That's what we need to do. That's why free speech is important. And it doesn't matter whether it's right, left, center, trash can. Doesn't really matter, does it? What matters is what's best for the common good. Now, most of the Republicans don't like that because they want to be rich. And they don't care who's poor. They just want to be rich. It's not about in many cases, repressing the poor or repressing a different race. It is a class struggle. It's a socioeconomic class struggle. That's what it is. It's not race. If we took race out of the equation, then it gets down to what's real. Now, race is bullshit because it doesn't exist. We have to keep repeating that over and over again. Race does not exist. However, socioeconomic inequality does, and opportunity is not there for people to raise themselves up. You see, the problem is we talk about pulling up by our bootstraps. What if you don't have boots? What if there's no straps on the boots you have? Yeah. When we look at the numbers, we see that the majority of working class, okay, is white. 13% is Hispanic. What is it? 11% is African American. And 8% is the rest. Okay, so there's your socioeconomic breakdown. Now, if everybody in those socioeconomic classes is not getting paid equally, and by the way, Asian Americans make more. If everybody is not, and why do they do that? Because they have a superior social family organization. That's why. Because they know how to cooperate, be partners, and pool their resources. That's why. They have a strong family bond. That's why. Now, we ought to know, not everybody can do that. This is true in a lot of successful Hispanic families. Yeah, that's true in a lot of those. It was true of the maternal side of my family. They became very wealthy, owned a lot of land in Los Angeles during the Depression, maintained their wealth throughout that, didn't share it with their siblings. My grandfather was an artist. He died poor. He was 78 years old. He was taking his daily walk of several miles through the city of Los Angeles. Got run over, hit and run. There you go. And you know what? Telling a lot of personal stories is only that. It's telling a lot of personal stories. We have to look at the overall big picture. So right now, I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back with the second segment a little later. Good morning, motherfuckers. This is Mondo Homunculero with segment two, a few days later, of the last podcast. And here we got a little drum and bass for everybody. Yeah. We get deep into that jungle beat. Make shit happen. Things are doing what they're doing. Right. The different forces in the country have exposed themselves for the most part. We know that the Democrats support big business by and large. There's some Democrats that are buying into the old lie about the deficit and all that. But the economy is not the greatest in the world. It's probably going to surge upward. This is what we're hearing. People are very worried about the debt. I'm not too worried about it, are you? Not at all. However, some important points have been brought up. We do need infrastructure, Bill. We need to put millions of people to work. We need to pay them very well. Let them get out and about. We need to vaccinate 3 to 5 million people a day until we have significant herd immunity. Deaths are starting to drop, according to some of the reporting. Cases are starting to drop. Hospitalizations are starting to drop. And now we have more variants. 7 new variants have been identified. At any rate, there is a possibility of progress. However, we still see there's a significant portion of the population. I like some of the numbers I heard today. For instance, Republicans are like 25% of the voter population. Democrats are maybe slightly more than that. Independents are about 50%. So we have a significant portion that could vote either way at any time. So the propaganda has to be focused on progress. That's right, propaganda. Yeah, the created bias. We need to point out why we need to have a progressive agenda and what it'll mean for everyone. I'll tell you this, when you put people to work and they get paid well, they spend. And when they spend, the economy goes up. That doesn't fix our problems. That's just a consumer economy. It doesn't fix anything at all. Just brings us back to the quagmire economically that we were in before. So yeah, I'm a little skeptical just about any of this. All right, I hope you're listening. Most won't. Most do not listen. I had an old friend of mine on the other day. And well, I didn't have him on. I recorded him without telling him, and he got pissed. So I deleted the recording. He wasn't on it. He didn't realize that I could record him without his permission, especially since I hadn't said who he is, where he is, who he works for. He was not identified. But I'm going to delete it just out of courtesy, and it was a little unethical on my part. So I apologize to my friend. He knows who he is. He won't listen to this anyway. But he had some very important points to make. He's worried about what's going on, like a lot of us are. Because what we see is, we see that 25% of that 20-some-odd percent, maybe 29%, 26%, which are Republicans, there's about a quarter of them that are these hardcore right-wing knuckleheads. There's a big portion of them. There's also independents in this category who want the great leader, the authoritarian, the man. I alone will fix everything. Yeah, you sure did. You fucked everything up, you fat orange pig. There's a lot of us older folks. I'm a senior. I'm 67. I'm going to be 68. We're looking forward to outliving this cretin, so we can rejoice at his death. We want him dead. We're not going to go kill him. We're not going to incite anyone to go kill him. We're not going to do any of that. We're just hoping that some morning he doesn't wake up and that we're rid of him. However, all we're rid of is him. We are not rid of the ideology where he came from. We're not rid of that movement that was created back in the days of our old enemy, that old actor with the grease head, Reagan. And let's face it, he was a puppet. And the ideologues that have been around for quite a while, the ones that are just, anti-communist, Red Scare, want to take our democracy away and turn this place into a fascist dictatorship. And they are there. They have been there. They haven't gone anywhere. No, they haven't gone anywhere, folks. So, the real war, we need to wage war on the ideology. We need to show consistently calm, in a calm, with the right amount of motion, why that ideology doesn't work and why it's bad. And here's the thing. People have been propagandized and indoctrinated consistently with libertarian bullshit and the right-wing conservative big business oligopoly. That's right. There's a big business oligopoly that mostly runs things. They fund the politicians, and the politicians vote in things that benefit them. And there is a them and an us. Now, there is part of them that is us that works for them. In the modern-day version of master-slave called employer-employee. So long as that exists in any proportion, we're in big trouble, motherfuckers. Big trouble. We need to root it out, ferret it out. You know, and there's a lot of people, there's this mentality that says, you know, okay, so you don't like working for somebody. Go create your own business and be your own boss. There's a lot of us that don't want to have our own business, that don't want to be our own boss. There's a lot of us who have failed at our businesses and are not very good bosses of ourselves, more or less of a business. That's okay. We have some fundamental needs: shelter, food, love, care, and attention. We have some fundamental needs, and the business state only half-assed meets the needs, because we've got, what, about 20-some-odd million people living in poverty, one. We've got hungry people, two. We've got a lot of unemployed. Some figures say 17 million, some say 15 million, some say 25 million. We have too many millions that are unemployed. And I do agree with some of this criticism of the stimulus. A lot of this needs to go to job creation programs. We need an expanded public sector. Oh, I know you privatizers, you hate the fuck out of that. But let me tell you something, privatizers. You're the enemy of the people. You're the enemy of progress. You are the enemy. Your thinking, your libertarianism is an enemy of humanity. Why? Because it puts profit, it puts privatization above everything else. And the good things, most of the good things we have in our society are publicly oriented. Okay, well, a lot of us don't like the police. We don't like the way the police think. Well, we need to clean that out. However, the police are part of the public entity. The public works, like water and sewer and garbage, for the most part, are part of the public entity. We have a lot of firemen, the fire departments, they're part of the public entity. So we have quite a few public entities. I think it's like 3 or 4%. Not very big, is it? Those need to expand. We need more. Now, our public schools have really gone down a shitter, because the privatizers have done everything they could to cripple and dismantle our public schools. Now, a lot of people in my generation, that's right, I'm a boomer. I don't like the term. I was born in the baby boom, post-World War II, a lot of us. I'm pretty dismayed, and I'm pretty saddened by the fact that a lot of my generational compatriots, they're not really comrades. A lot of my people of my same generation are very conservative. I think it's like 40-some-odd percent. And then there's a portion of us that are more liberal. But what happened, we know this now, is that we got tainted by Reagan. That's right, Reagan and the forces before him, and then this Newt Gingrich, this vile pig who is nicknamed after a very beautiful and wonderful amphibian. He kept pushing the tide against the public. Privatization works when people are paid a fair wage and given good benefits, like complete health care, benefits like that. However, most don't do that. And the ones that have that, it was a result of unions. and people who put their people before profits. Not very widespread, as you know. Then there's this anti-regulation crap. Okay, there's good regulations and there's bad regulations. So what needs to happen? Oversight. Cut out the bad by replacing it with the good. You don't just cut the regulations, because what happens when you cut the regulations? Companies run rampant. Something was cited about the Chinese company that owns the largest pork producer or pork producing companies, largest pig farms, trying to force people back to work to produce meat so they can have profits. Now, that needs to be regulated. Now, they didn't get away with it. They should never be able to get away with anything like that because of, in China, how they forced their people to fuck up. And I think I'm going to have to look at the stats, but I'm thinking a lot of people are eating a lot more pork nowadays. Truth of the matter is, we know this, you eat less meat and more vegetable products, more plant products, you're better off. You know that. I don't eat enough plant products. Okay, guilty. Guilty as charged. We have a problem in this country, and that problem is privatization. And the errant thinking that says that privatization is superior to public entity. Public entities. Here you go. Here's a new band. Not a rap band. It's a metal rap band called Public Entity Number One. Or how about Pubic Entity? Well, now we're going to get into the sex side of things. And then I get accused of all kinds of stuff that I'm not guilty of. And I'm not going to go there. Your sexuality is your business. I have no right to regulate it or comment on it in a negative way, in my opinion, on those issues. We all have what we like, no matter what area of life that is. And here's the beauty of free speech. Now, a lot of stuff boils down to free speech. Okay, free speech is great for a lot of reasons. Number one, we get to express the opinions, tell the facts about very important issues that we need to have control over and need to expose, okay? So we can do something to help each other. The other important part of it is it does allow those who have the contrary opinions, those who have the negative, destructive thinking, like the fascist ideologies, it exposes them. They must be exposed. We must expose them. And we need to deconstruct them and disempower them. Not by taking away their rights to free speech. Oh, no. I agree. But they need to have the ability to express themselves in public forums, not privately owned forums. The privately owned forums, that's up to the discretion of the owner. That's the social media argument, people. You know, and you conservatives, you're acting like little martyrs and little victims of propaganda. Yeah, yeah, you are. But you're wrong in your thinking. You're wrong in your practice for, by and large, the greater part. And the fact that you've been able to convince people to vote against their own interests is a crime. And you must be called out for that criminal thinking behavior. You must be called out. You must be deconstructed and disempowered and shown for the criminals you are. That's right. We need to send all you fuckers to Antarctica or somewhere. Of course, maybe in 50 years, Antarctica will be a livable mass of land and live in the mountains of Antarctica. Because a lot of other places, like where I live here in Phoenix, Arizona, will be uninhabitable. Of course, I probably won't be alive, so it really doesn't matter, right? Yeah, that's right. So I should just go ahead and pollute as much as I want. I should be a gigantic xenophobe. Right, I just should go ahead and be an asshole. Because that's, you know, that's my right. It's my right to be an asshole. It's my right to not wear a mask. It's my right to carry my firearms wherever I want. To depose a tyrannical government. You know, here's the thing, you motherfuckers who believe this kind of nonsense. If you were really acting in the best interests of yourself and of the people, you would be going after the oligopoly. You'd be going after those businesses that have been cheating and enslaving you for decades and decades. Of course, most of you, from what we're hearing about the economic demographic of these knuckleheads, are upper middle class or middle class. You know, you have money, you have jobs. A lot of you are going to lose your jobs because your employers are going to say, we can't stand that. However, look at the other backlash that's going on. There's Republican state senates that are censuring their national senators for voting to convict that orange piece of doo-doo. Censoring them because they wanted to get rid of a fucking dictator or a wannabe dictator. But this guy is not capable of being a dictator in a good way. Well, there is no good way, but he's not capable of being an effective dictator. He's not effective. He's a fucking asshole. Now, here's the big caution. Here's the red light indicator, the flashing red light. There may be and probably are other pieces of shit out there who are smarter, who are better manipulators, who can convince people on a grander scale than this prick. And that's what makes us in trouble. That's what's wrong. So yes, I make no apology for my thinking and beliefs, except when I find that they're erroneous, and then I will retract, I will recant. It'd be nice if more people did stuff like that. I'm not saying this from a point of self-righteousness. I'm saying this from a point of effectiveness and integrity and attempting, working at remaining congruent and getting to work more congruently with my ethics. Okay, I'm going to do a little reading now. It's from a book I just got called The Twilight of Democracy, The Seductive Lure of Authoritarianism. Let's do a little bibliomancy with this. Bibliomancy is where we flip through the pages back and forth, and then we land on a page with our finger. It says right here on page 101, it says, I don't believe Boris Johnson started out thinking of himself as a member of a new elite, let alone as a revolutionary. He was a certified member of the old elite, after all. And whatever his deputies and advisors believed, he didn't start out being interested in undermining the state or redefining Britain or England either. He was just trying to win, to be admired. He wanted to go on telling amusing stories and to gain power. But in the new political world created by Brexit, winning required unprecedented steps. The Constitution had to be pushed to the limit. Does Britain have a constitution? I wonder. Okay, there you go. There's a fact check. The Tory party had to be cleansed of doubters. The rules had to be changed. In the autumn of 2019, he began to change them. There you go. There you go. not a good thing, right? So this is a guy who, to some people, is a seemingly good leader, a seemingly innocuous type of leader. No, he has a type of authoritarianism that he's imposed on the UK. This Brexit thing is not going to work out. Bilateralism economically and unilateralism economically is way too reactionary to really work. It might work for a while. However, in the end, it's going to backfire because you have larger economic entities. For instance, the EU, Europe is a much larger economy and population than the United States. Yeah, it is a conglomeration of countries, different countries. So the whole nationalist bullshit about America is the greatest country in the world by itself is wrong. There's a great world economy out there that needs a lot of work. Just so many erroneous notions have been pushed on the people to create an undue bias, a doo-doo bias, a doo-doo bias. Yeah, it's pretty funny what we do, and how we work. Pretty doggone funny. A lot of things that happen are just wrong. Just totally wrong. Totally wrong. Now for a little black metal. This is Volvo Dynia, Genus Omnium. Ignorantia. Problems if we work together. What a great riff. Yes, we need to work together. We need to organize. How did we get the New Deal? Well, Roosevelt got pushed into it by the people, by the unions, by two socialist parties and the American Communist Party. That's right, the American Communist Party, who has never incited any violence against the government, nor tried to violently overthrow or even overthrow the government. That's right. Oh, but it's evil because it allied itself with the Soviets. Well, that wasn't very smart, was it? Because the propaganda engine went to work against the Soviets. And let's face it, in the end, the Soviets did some good things and a lot of bad things and fuck things up, period. And then after Perestroika and after the wall fell, things got worse. Because we went in there and tried to privatize everything. So then what happens? The ultimate personal privatizer, Putin, gets in power. And so then what happens? He increases the standard of living for people by his policies. And their standard of living has gone up significantly over the decades. However, there's still a third-rate economy. I think their economy is equal to that of Texas or something. Texas, there's another subject. A lot of people won't like me for what I think about Texas, but I don't like Texas. I'm sorry. I like a lot of people who live there and who come from there. A lot. I don't like Texas itself. And so, what's going on in Texas right now? Here's some current events for you. Okay, so what's going on in Texas right now? The epicenter of our fossil fuel industry, of the oil industry. Yeah, barrels of petroleum cum that are getting squirted into the corrupt bowels of our decadent automobile-centered society. There you go. That's your metaphor for the day. So they got major power outages. I have friends that are talking about having no heat in sub-zero weather. Well, get the fuck out of Texas. What the fuck are you doing there anyway? Is your job really worth that much? So a lot of people, especially like middle of the road, tending toward conservative people, have moved out of California to Texas. Great, keep going. Turn it blue, and maybe you can clean that oil slick quagmire up. Because let's face it, the oil industry is not the epicenter of American economics. And the part that it does occupy needs to go away. It needs to go away. It needs to go away. And yes, I understand that you're making a living there and that's really important. Yeah, it is really important to make a living and to have a decent standard of life. However, when you're making a living supporting industries and economics that are destroying, literally destroying life on the entire planet. Now, you can argue with all the experts, you can argue with me on these subjects all you want to. However, climate change is a reality. And yeah, it's been going on, you know, for thousands of years. It always happens, and yet it's never accelerated to this point. And you can disavow the research, you can deconstruct, you can say, hey, this research is flawed and that. Here's the thing, all the different methods that are used, they all point to the same end. That's why you have a 97, 98% agreement by scientists on climate change. It's here, it's bad, and it's killing us. So that's the major problem. And what's at the center of it? Economics. The oil and fossil fuel-centered economy. Now, I've had a second look at nuclear in the last few months. You know, a friend of mine a while back, a few years ago, talked about thorium reactors and all that. And, you know, the molten salt reactors, which take thorium, convert it into a uranium isotope, use that for energy production. They're a good thing. They're a very good thing. And we need to move to that technology swiftly, because the other types of what we call renewable, sustainable technologies, they're good, and we can actually use this power. These could be smaller reactors in more locations with a lot less waste. The waste can be largely reconsumed. They're much more safe. There's no water involved, so we don't pollute the water. There's less chance of leakage of isotopes into the soil and the air. Pretty cool stuff. I mean, you should look it up. I mean, I think we need to go that route. We need to convert all this fossil fuel crap to that, give the energy companies a chance to get involved. They don't want to, though, because they got the easy money. So we just take it away from them, and we'll just re-involve it. There's several companies that are developing this technology, and it should be out in a few years. Here's the thing, though. It has to be deployed immediately, and it has to replace all this other crap, and we have to deploy it around the world. That's right. We have to help our brethren, our brothers and sisters around the world. That's right. You don't want to. All you care about is yourself. You just want your immediate gratification. You want to get that goddamn goo. Fill those bags full of money, motherfucker. Yeah, full of money, motherfucker. It's a day of Mars. It's Tuesday. I'm thinking more about tacos than anything else. I'm going to sign off on this segment for now. It's Tuesday, February 16th. I hope you're doing well. Looking forward to doing more of these with you. And, you know, if anything, spread the love as this dark music calms us down.